It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're at St. Vrain State Park. It used to be called Barber Ponds up until maybe 10 years ago when it became a state park. It's a beautiful wetlands where a lot of gravel ponds have developed.
We've come here to look for great egrets. Great egrets are tall wading birds that look a little like great blue herons, but they're all white. And this is the only great egret nesting site in this part of the Northern Front Range. For years, they nested at the heronry in Boulder County along Boulder Creek east of 95th Street. They nested in there with cormorants and great blue herons, and that was the biggest heronry in all of Colorado. But one thing about heronries is that the excrement of the herons tends to kill off the trees in which they nest. So over time, the trees die off, and those trees lost their leaves, and the herons abandoned that. I think, Ruth Carroll, I was about 10 or 15 years ago. Is that right?
It sounds about right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the egrets came out here to St. Vrain State Park with the great blue herons.
We're probably a couple of weeks too early to see the egrets, but hope springs eternal. They normally don't arrive until mid-April. At this time of year, the great egrets are in breeding plumage, and the snowy egrets are also coming in breeding plumage, and they're displaying filmy, graceful plumes, and those plumes almost brought them to extinction in the late 19th century. More than 95% of the great egrets in North America were killed just to adorn ladies' hats until finally plume hunting was banned in 1910.
So I'm counting, I think, 75 nests in this heronry along St. Vrain Creek. It's well west of St. Vrain Park, if you look toward the Indian Peaks at the corner of the road where it makes a turn. But I'm counting 75 nests here. There were 240 nests at the heronry at White Rocks before the birds abandoned it, so this one is probably still expanding.
When you look through your binoculars at that heronry, it's particularly gorgeous because you get Audubon Peak just behind it and Toll, and then Long's Peak is a little ways off to the right that you can see from different vantage points. If you come out here before the end of April, the leaves will still not be totally out on the trees, so this heronry will be easier to see. But even if you come out after it's leafed out, I think you'll be able to see some of the nests. And also after it's leafed out, you'll be able to see great blues and great egrets, both just lifting off the nests and into the sky and standing tall on the edge of the nest.
If you do come out to observe this heronry, it's actually located on private property, and absolutely do not cross fences onto that property. You can see the heronry from the entrance road to the state park, but don't get any closer than that.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.